I've got Vikram Dodd on the line again. Vikram, what's the latest on the bail condition negotiations?
Well, what now is happening is the scramble to get the people who are going to act as sureties to sign the relevant bits of paper. So what's happening is that lawyers for Assange, including Mark Stevens, are wandering around, going from place to place in the High Court. They're being helped by, I think, at least two officers from the Metropolitan Police's extradition unit who are helping out, trying to work out where those people who are going to act as surety, who are out of London, where they can maybe be able to go and sign the relevant paperwork. But at this stage, it's a little bit fraught. So they've sort of had something of a victory, obviously, today in court, defeating the attempts by the CPS to keep Assange in prison. But they still haven't got him out, and it's the technocratic, bureaucratic process of getting even to sign sureties who are out of London. So what happened today is the judge pretty much kept the conditions the same, except with the sureties he wanted additional ones, and that's proving at the moment the bar to allowing Julian Assange out of prison after about, 8-9 days inside.
So they're still saying that it may be tomorrow that he's free?
Yeah, it's perfectly possible he might spend another night in there. The judge, Mr. Justice Ousley, has decided to take on trust, essentially, that the £200,000 in security will be paid into City of Westminster Court, because there's a technical issue there. But it's the surety, which is the promise by people that they will pay over money in the event that Assange were to abscond, creating a big barrier at the moment.
Is it just simply the process of handing over the cash?
No, it is the... Okay. You may ask me, Matthew, what is the difference between a surety and security? And I'm one of the few people who knows the difference between the two. The security is the actual paying of cash to the court. And in this case, the sum is £200,000. A surety is a paper promise that money will be paid over in the event that bail conditions are breached, and you need to sign a formal form for that. And what has happened is one or two of the additional sureties which this High Court judge wanted are not in London, and therefore a place needs to be found where they can go and do that, which will be a police station.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up. Cheers, Vikram.
All right, comrades. Apart from that, it's